So we are born when we are awakening to spiritual life. So this is not talking about our physical birth, we're talking about a spiritual birth. And when we are awakening to spiritual life, what presents? Everything that is against what the ideal is of a spiritual person. So then all we get to see is what resists it all, or what is against it. So all the evils and falsities that present. So the state of appropriation is that, if you think about it more in terms of state, then whenever we are identified with evils and falsities and in the belief that they are from us, that we are the source of them, then we are in that state of unable to be separated. But as truths come in and expose things, then space is created whereby the separation can occur. And the evil can be seen for what it is and cast into hell. So for an evil to be cast back into its own hell simply means is that we recognize it as evil, as against the Lord. And that's it put in its place. So it's easy to fall into thinking things in a more kind of like concrete way, sensory, bodily way that, you know, well, once it's appropriated, that's it, we're done. Whereas in fact, what we're dealing with are states. And when we start thinking in terms of states, we can see that the principle still applies. Like, while we're identified, we can't be separated. But we're not left there. The Lord provides us with the means by which we can become uncoupled from our identification, and then something else can come in. And so the Lord is creating us moment to moment. We are constantly being brought into being. And what that means is that change is always available moment to moment. Nothing is static, nothing is fixed. Change is possible, regeneration is possible. And that's a moment to moment proposition. So if we feel we blow it, that can be turned around and used for something that can elevate the things of the Lord. We don't have to become morose or self-flagellating or anything like that. We can step back and see what's happened, and the Lord provides an opportunity for us to be recreated or regenerated in that moment.